I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Monday, September 27. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has outlined what freedom will look like when the state reaches 80% fully vaccinated. From the Monday after New South Wales hits the 80% double dose vaccination target, eased restrictions will allow those who are fully vaccinated to have up to 10 people visit their home, participate in community sport, and access hospitality venues. It'll also see the removal of limits to fully vaccinated guests for weddings and funerals and personal services such as hairdressers. However, regional travel will now not be allowed until the 80% target is reached, and a booking cap will be introduced for hospitality venues of 20 people per booking. Chaos is erupting across the UK with long lines of vehicles at petrol stations and fights breaking out as petrol bowsers go dry. Experts say that panic buying is the cause, with plenty of fuel available but no drivers to deliver it to service stations. The industry says a perfect storm of COVID, an ageing workforce and an exodus of foreign workers following Britain's departure from the European Union last year have caused the driver shortage. And a classic Ford Falcon has sold for $1.3 million at auction, setting a record price for iconic Australian cars. The Yellow Glow Ford GTHO Phase 3 Falcon is now the most expensive road-registrable Australian classic sold under the hammer. The auction also saw some other high-priced cars sold off, with the 1996 Holden HSV VS GTSR sold for $1 million and an HSV GTSR W1 sold for $750,000. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.